Ninth grade biology. Readings for Thursday, April 23rd, chapter 16, pages 326 through 330. Page 326. Formation of species. How many species of organisms exist on Earth today? Undiscovered species may be so numerous that we have no accurate answer. For example, even small areas of tropical rainforests can contain thousands of species of plants, animals, and microorganisms. New species are discovered and others become extinct at an increasing rate. In this section, you will learn how one species can become two through a process called speciation. The concept of species. You have learned that existing species are essentially changed versions of older species. The process of species formation, speciation, results in closely related species. Some are very similar to their shared ancestral species, whereas other descendant species become quite different over time. Morphological concept of species. For many years, scientists used the internal and external structure and appearance of an organism, its morphology, as the chief criterion for classifying it as a species. Using the morphological concept of species, scientists defined species primarily according to structure and appearance. Because morphological characteristics are easy to observe, making species designations based on morphology proved convenient. The morphological concept of species has limitations, however. There can be phenotypic differences among individuals in a single population. Notice, for example, the variation between the two red-tailed monkeys shown in figure 16-9. To further complicate the matter, some organisms that appear different enough to belong to different species interbreed in the wild and produce fertile offspring. In response to the capacity of dissimilar organisms to reproduce, the biological species concept arose. Page 327. The biological species concept. According to the biological species concept, as proposed by German-born American biologist Ernst Mayr, living 1904 to 2005, a species is a population of organisms that can successfully interbreed but cannot breed with other groups. Although this definition is useful for living animals, the biological species concept does not provide a satisfactory definition for species of extinct organisms, whose reproductive capability cannot be tested. Nor is it useful for organisms that do not reproduce sexually. Thus, our modern definition of species includes components of both the morphological and biological species concepts. A species is a single kind of organism. Members of a species are morphologically similar and can interbreed to produce fully fertile offspring. The many species alive today diverged from a smaller number of earlier species. Isolation and speciation. How do species give rise to other different species? Speciation begins with isolation. In isolation, two parts of a formerly interbreeding population stop interbreeding. Two important types of isolation frequently drive speciation. Geographic isolation. Geographic isolation is the physical separation of members of a population. Populations may be physically separated when their original habitat becomes divided. A deep canyon could develop, a river could change course, or a drying climate in a valley could force surviving fragments of an original population into separate mountain ranges. Once the subpopulations become isolated, gene flow between them stops. Natural selection and genetic drift cause the two subpopulations to diverge, eventually making them incompatible for mating. In pupfish, small freshwater fish shown in figure 16-10, speciation following geographic isolation apparently took place in parts of the western United States, including the desert of Death Valley. Death Valley has a number of isolated ponds formed by springs. Each pond contains a species of fish that lives only in that one pond, but the fish species of various ponds in the area are quite similar. How did these different populations of fish become isolated in Death Valley? Geologic evidence indicates that most of Death Valley was covered by a lake during the last ice age. When the ice age ended, the region became dry, and only small spring-fed ponds remained. Members of a fish species that previously formed a single population in the lake may have become isolated in different ponds. The environments of the isolated ponds differ enough that the separate populations of fish diverged. Eventually, the fishes in the different ponds diverged enough to be considered separate species. Page 328. Geographic barriers can be formed by canyons, mountain ranges, bodies of water, deserts, or other geographic features that organisms cannot cross. In addition, parts of a population may be accidentally transported to new islands or slowly drift apart on separate continents. On the geologic timescale, the processes of geology frequently rearrange populations. Whether or not a geographic barrier will isolate a particular group of organisms depends on the organism's ability to move around. Birds, for example, can easily fly back and forth across a deep canyon. However, a canyon might be a major barrier to a small crawling mammal. An example of such a barrier is the Grand Canyon in Arizona. The ever-deepening canyon separates the habitats of two closely related populations of squirrels, shown in figures 16-11. These two populations are different enough to be considered separate species, but similar enough that scientists debate whether they might simply be subspecies. Because their ranges do not overlap, the two populations do not interbreed. Allopatric speciation. Allopatric speciation happens when species arise as a result of geographic isolation. Allopatric means different homelands. Populations separated by a geographic barrier no longer experience gene flow between them, so the gene pools of each separate population may begin to differ due to genetic drift, mutations, and natural selection. Allopatric speciation is more likely to occur in small populations because a smaller gene pool will be changed more significantly by genetic drift and natural selection. The key question in this type of speciation is whether or not the separated populations become different enough to be reproductively isolated from one another. In other words, if the geographic barrier is removed, could the two groups interbreed and produce fertile offspring? Reproductive isolation. Sometimes groups of organisms within a population become genetically isolated without being geographically isolated. Reproductive isolation results from barriers to successful breeding between population groups in the same area. Reproductive isolation and the species formation that follows it may sometimes arise through disruptive selection. Remember that in disruptive selection, the two extremes of a trait in a given population are selected for and the organisms begin to diverge. Once successful mating is prevented between members of the two subpopulations, the effect is the same as what would have occurred if the two subpopulations had been geographically isolated. There are two general types of reproductive isolation: prezygotic isolation and postzygotic isolation. Prezygotic isolation, or premating isolation, occurs before fertilization, and postzygotic isolation, or postmating isolation, occurs after fertilization. Page 329. If two potentially interbreeding species mate and fertilization occurs, success is measured by the production of healthy, fully fertile offspring, but this may be prevented by one of several types of postzygotic isolation. The offspring of interbreeding species may not develop completely and may die early, or if healthy, they may not be fertile. From an evolutionary standpoint, if death or sterility of offspring occurs, the parent organisms have wasted their gametes, producing offspring that cannot in turn reproduce. In contrast, prezygotic isolating mechanisms can reduce the chance of hybrid formation. For example, a mating call that is not recognized as such by a potential mate can contribute to isolation. Differences in mating times are another type of prezygotic isolation. Both mechanisms are in effect for the frogs shown in figure 16-12. The time of peak mating activity differs for each frog, reducing the chance of interbreeding. As a result, the wood frog and the leopard frog shown in figure 16-13 are reproductively isolated. Though these two frogs interbreed in captivity, they do not interbreed where their ranges overlap in the wild. The wood frog usually breeds in late March, and the leopard frog usually breeds in mid-April. Sympatric speciation. Sympatric speciation occurs when two subpopulations become reproductively isolated within the same geographic area. Charles Darwin proposed this model of speciation in the 1850s. He hypothesized that competing individuals within a population could gain an adaptive advantage by using slightly different niches. This speciation could lead each group to become reproductively isolated from the other. For example, a population of insects might live on a single type of plant. If some of the individuals from this population began to live on another type of plant, they might no longer interbreed with the original population. The two groups of insects would then be able to evolve independently and could eventually become two different species. Page 330. Rates of speciation. Speciation sometimes requires millions of years, but apparently some species can form more rapidly. For example, Polynesians introduced banana trees to the Hawaiian Islands about 1,000 years ago. Today, there are several species of moths that are unique to the Hawaiian Islands and that feed only on bananas. These species likely descended from ancestral moths during the past 1,000 years since bananas were introduced to Hawaii. The idea that speciation occurs at a regular gradual rate is called gradualism. However, some scientists think that speciation happens in bursts relative to the geologic timescale. The fossil record holds evidence that many species existed without change for long periods of time, whereas in some cases, a great diversity of new forms seems to have evolved rapidly. That is, change occurred in a few thousand rather than a few million years. Scientists call this pattern of species formation punctuated equilibrium. The term punctuated refers to sudden, rapid change, and equilibrium refers to periods of little change. Figure 16-14 illustrates these two contrasting models as they might apply to the evolution of snakes.